Okay, let's get you fed. Rob Khan Show right here on 720 WGN. Sam Toya is the head of the Illinois Restaurant Association, and he's been kind enough to give us his time throughout this entire situation, come to us, and hopefully we've put a little pressure on some people throughout this as well, because this is a push and pull, right? Everybody wants safety. Everybody wants this virus to go away. Nobody wants this. But there are businesses, especially restaurants, that are really getting screwed. We just talked to Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy about this exact issue and how there, right now, there's legislation in Washington that may push their paycheck protection guarantees to December 31st, which is actually a pretty cool thing. That would be somewhat helpful. Obviously, the National Restaurant Association has been working on that. Is that good for you guys, Sam? Is that enough?
We got to keep pushing. You know, we're looking at, you know, again, thank you for having me on with your listeners. I said one day at a time, now it's 1 hour at a time. So what we've been pushing on, Congressman and our senator, is a restaurant recovery fund. We really think that we need this for restaurants, because restaurants are the soul of every neighborhood throughout the country. So with the congressman, Senator Durbin, we got a call with him tomorrow, talk about, you know, working on the PPP loan. But also, we need a restaurant recovery in the CARES Act phase 4 or 5. That's very important, because restaurants are hemorrhaging out here, as you know, Ro.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so let's get started with Friday here. It's 2 days away, and Illinois is opening back up for restaurants, except for Chicago. We'll get to that in just a moment. You just wait, Sam Toya. You just wait. I have some thoughts on that, my friend. But
I'm waiting.
Let's talk about Illinois as they are opening up. What are you anticipating? What are you hearing from the restaurateurs?
So, obviously, you know, it's going to be challenging, you know, for operators, you know, for restaurant owners and restaurant operators to operate under just al fresco, but it's a step in the right direction. So we're looking, you know, these outdoor operational, guidelines put out by Governor Pritzker and his team are, you know, prioritizing health and safety, because all restaurant owners and restaurant operators, that's number one. But they're, you know, at least they're allowing restaurants to open in phase 3 instead of waiting to phase 4, which would have been June 26th. And again, as I've been telling, and you've been telling your listeners, restaurants are hemorrhaging out here. So this is a step in the right direction.
Yes, it is a step. It's a little baby step in the right direction. Getting indoors, though, is going to be there are tricky things to getting indoors. The restaurants are not necessarily ready for that. Well, I understand that. And the outdoor idea, let's start now with Chicago. The idea of restaurants going outdoors in Chicago has been held up by the mayor. And what is the ostensible reason for that?
Well, I mean, we've been having communication with the mayor and her team as well. The state's opening up, letting municipalities open up on May 29th, this Friday. I think there's a few things that the mayor was thinking about. May 29th is a Friday. Remember, restaurants have been closed now, Ro, for over 10, 11 weeks. So just opening up like that, it's not like just flipping the switch. It's more like a dimmer. So right. I think she thought, let's do it on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, where everyone doesn't come rushing out like they did in Wisconsin. You do it on a Friday, everyone's going to come rushing out. You know, social distancing is number one. PPP, you know, PPE, face covering, hand sanitizing is very important. But the social distancing is very important. So let's start it on a weekday, and then we can gradually go into weekend and be, you know, at least set up instead of starting it on a weekend.
Okay, so you're in agreement on that.
Well, I mean, there's communication. And I always say communication and education key to success. We have communication. I'm just, you know, laying some things out here. You asked a question. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I get it. And she wants to make sure we're not just opening the Central Business District, the West Loop, the North Side, but neighborhoods like Little Village, Hyde Park, you know, these are some of the other neighborhoods she wants to make sure that get open. Chatham. So there's a lot of communication going on. Some of these neighborhoods don't have the outdoor cafe, outdoor seating, sidewalk cafes. So business affairs and consumer protection are working with local, chamber of commerce, along with the local alderman, to make sure that we get all our restaurants in our 77 communities participating in al fresco.
Okay.
Dining.
I understand that. But the one thing that troubles me is that when we go out into the neighborhoods, you might have one restaurant every five blocks. Downtown, you have five restaurants on every block. And that's a lot more jobs. And that has to be addressed as well. And that will create those will create crowds. And the city has to coordinate what is happening, whether it is in the West Loop or River North or Gold Coast or wherever it is where these restaurants are. They have to coordinate what they're going to do in terms of the streets. If these restaurants are going to be able to, they have to bring their people back, and they have to start paying the bills, buy the food, and make sure that they have enough food and liquor and everything else for everybody. That costs money. They have to lay the money out. If they have to have enough tables that is actually going to make that work. They have to make the metrics work there. And you cannot do that unless you are allowed to close certain streets. They're just not going to be able to do it. There was talk of putting restaurant tables in alleys. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I know like three alleys that I would dare eat in Chicago, and they're fake alleys, right? They're not even real alleys. Anything that would have, you know, it would be otherwise garbage pickup and stuff like that. That was a ridiculous concept. The streets can be closed. As we talked to an alderman last week, I said, you know, for a street festival or for an art fair, downtown an art fair, they close 17 blocks, 17 to traffic. That can be done in downtown Chicago. And I get there's a lot of different moving parts here. But if we are going to get open outside, we have got to be able to get these decisions made. I'll stand down on the whole, we got to get this thing done immediately for the open on Friday, like everybody else is opening up, because that's an excellent point that I had not thought of. Look, Sam, we all need to be reasonable here. And the idea that maybe the restaurateurs need that extra couple of days to be ready and to make sure that they start and bring themselves up to speed. Because after 11 weeks of being off, this isn't, you're right, it's not like walking into your kitchen and just starting to cook. These kitchens have to be reprepped, the ones that have been closed. Thankfully, many of them have stayed open through this, but there's like a whole other, you know, those are big mechanical and, you know, potentially flammable places, right? So you got to make sure that when you start those things back up, that's what they're doing. Sam, hold on one second for us. I want to come right back. We're going to take some phone calls. 312-981-7200. Would you head back to the restaurants, and would you like to make a suggestion to the guy who's in charge of the restaurant association here about what you'd like to see in the restaurants? And he can take, because he represents the restaurateurs, but he represents you as well. So your phone calls at 312-981-7200. Sam, thank you for being here, and thank you for everything you've done to try to keep people fed. And I think you would agree with me that the restaurant industry has been particularly resilient in this. And I think that is a really important point, that we have a culture here, such a refined culture. Restaurateurs cooperate with each other, and it's amazing how much each has been helping the other, especially in these downtown restaurants, try to get through all of this. So I think
that is true.
Great bonds are going to be made here. And you guys have done it. And yeah, I will say this. You guys have done a really nice job trying to keep people informed. And now that they can sell the packaged liquor or the cocktails individually. Although, again, in Chicago, they're not letting you do that yet, which that's kind of driving me nuts. That's easy to fix.
Yes, that will be fixed on June 17th. It's got to go through the city council. So it's the way it is. You and I didn't make the rules. You know, got to follow the rules. So aldermen need to vote on it.
Yeah, the aldermen will have their hand out on that too. Which do it? I'm not going to let that happen either. Nick, you're on WGN. Hello, Nick.
Hi. How you doing? I got a question for you, Sam. My question is concerning the outside dining. How are you going to protect the people there that are going to be out there eating when you're going to have people still walking down the streets or the sidewalks sneezing, coughing, or even worse, spitting? And also, how are you also going to protect the food that they bring out from the restaurant to the outside diners?
Well, again, we are one of the most highly regulated industries out there. So restaurateurs know how to protect. They got some good protocols in place. It's all about social distancing. And also, some restaurant owners, operators are talking about putting barriers up, plexiglass, but you have to have social distancing. So as Roe mentioned, we're looking at closing streets. We're looking at closing bike lanes, bus lanes, parking lots. So so we can get the social distancing, because the number one thing to prevent COVID-19 from spreading is social distancing. But again, we are highly regulated and frequently inspected by public health officials, and restaurant owners and operators are ready for America 2.0, and we definitely got some definitely good safety protocols in place.
This is about America 12.0, but that's okay, Sam. I understand exactly what you mean. David, you're on WGN. Go ahead, David.
Hey, I'm a cook out in the suburbs for a fairly large restaurant, and opening the restaurant's probably one of the fastest ways to spread disease, especially if you have a serving staff.
So what about the serving staffs? Now, they're obviously going to have to be masked, right?
Yes. Everyone has to be masked. We on the Illinois Restaurant Association.org website, we have an IRA pledge, which the customers want to live up to the pledge, and we want the restaurant owners to live up to the pledge as well. So all employers need to pre-screen staff when they come in. That could include temperature check and screening. All team members need to wash their hands every 30 minutes for 20 seconds. And we're a very progressive state when it comes to education of our food handler. Everyone that works in the restaurant industry and touches food has to go online and take a food handler class. There has to be a manager that is certified in food handling management as well. So we are out there educating all restaurant owners and operators to go to the NRA COVID training program. It's a great class for like 15 minutes, and it tells you all the things. But yes, you have to wear your mask at all times.
Okay, David, what is your greatest concern about this? What do you see as a problem?
I mean, that's all well and good, but I mean, I know there's a lot of really good serving staff out there, don't get me wrong, but a lot of them also just don't care. Somebody's going to have to clear the table, and in some places, it's a server that does it. They clear the plates and everything, but the busboy comes along and takes the drinks and stuff like that and wipes down the table. So I've seen servers bring in dirty plates, eat food that people have not finished off of those dirty plates, and then just go right back out to the dining room. We all took the food handlers, yes, but some people just do not care. And you got them all standing next to each other, coughing and sneezing. Some guy sneaks out back for a smoke, even though he's not supposed to. You know, in the industry, you kind of can't avoid close contact. We, in the kitchen, cannot be 6 feet apart from each other. It's
right.
Impossible.
That's true. Yeah. Sometimes the kitchen is 6 feet long, wide, right? I mean, that's the way that goes, especially you guys are working multiple burners. David, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Sam, do you want to react to that?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we are heavily regulated and frequently inspected by public health officials, restaurant owners, and operators. We are, as I said a few minutes ago, going into 2.0. We have some great safety protocols out there, face covering, social distancing, gloves, hand sanitizer. We get it. I'm going to tell you, all restaurant owners and operators will bring their A game again and make sure that the customer and their team members feel safe. And I can guarantee you, Ro, you walk into a restaurant and you look around and you don't feel safe, you're leaving. And restaurant owners and operators know that. They're ready. We're ready. We have PPE in place, and we're ready. Like I said, we got some good protocols out there, and you're going to see we do it right here in the city of Chicago. Again, we are a very progressive state when it comes to training of our food handlers and managers that work in restaurants.
Scooter, you're on WGN. Say hello to Sam Toya. He's the head of the Restaurant Association. Go ahead, Scooter.
Yeah. Sam?
Go ahead.
Sam? Yeah, Sam. Okay. Hey, Sam. Yeah, I was just down in Florida. You can hear me, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, Sam. I was just down in Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Pompano Beach area for the last 5 days. We ate out every night for dinner, had lunch every different places. There was one place we went to, which was really set up nice. They had plexiglass hanging from the ceiling on wire. They were separating the tables with like a 5 foot piece of plexiglass, which we felt really safe because, you know, it kept any distance between the tables of anything spraying either way. And all the workers had their gloves on, their masks on, in every restaurant. And we ate out 5 nights and had lunch at 5 different places and felt comfortable. of the servers. They're all very protected with their gloves, their masks, and sanitizing. So my wife and daughter and I really had a great experience out in Florida, and they just opened their doors on the 18th, and I don't see why they can't do the outside seating. Why couldn't they start inside restaurant with half capacity? That's my question.
On top of it as well, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Thank you, Scooter. Appreciate it. I like the idea of the plexiglass.
I agree, as we all know. Originally that restaurants weren't going to be put into phase four, which would have been June 26th in the governor's, Restore Illinois plan. Obviously, we've seen COVID-19 flattening, so he brought restaurants into phase three. So we're starting at El Fresco this Friday. Hopefully, COVID-19 keeps flattening, and we can move quicker into phase four. And that's what we're obviously advocating for out here. But all restaurant owners and operators care about the safety and health of their team members and their customer. That's number one. As I said a few minutes ago, we are very progressive here in the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois when it comes to training of our food handlers in every restaurant.
All right, to Patricia. You're on WGN. Go ahead, Patricia.
Hi there. So my question is, everyone talks about people making more on unemployment than they did at work. But my question is, what are they basing that on? Because I know servers and other hospitality people make very low wages, and then they make it up in tips. So is the PPP going to pay their wages and their tips?
Well, the PPP, great question. Go ahead, Sam. You want to answer that?
Well, yeah. So PPP was set up as a loan to restaurants, and they got 2.5 times what their payroll was for 2.5 months, and that helped them. And 75% of the PPP loan went for labor costs. 25% goes for rent and or utilities. They're talking about changing the equation a little bit and stretching it out. But the way it's set up right now, it's going to June 30th, and you just spend the funds within 8 weeks. Possibility you can get it up for 16 weeks to October 31st. And we're talking about that, and we're advocating at the federal level on that as well. But
and that includes tips.
People in America want to work, and and we have some great restaurants, as Rose says, in our central business district here in the city of Chicago, and we people want to get back to work.
But Sam,
I gotta bring it back.
I'm a little bit behind here, but I understand the point of her question, which is that if servers are making more in tips, then perhaps is it being covered by the $600 or up to $1,000 a week that some people are getting on the on the payroll protection?
Yes. So again, by law, everyone that works in a restaurant needs to make minimum wage or more. It's your tip wage plus your tips equal how much you make. So restaurant owners and operators are paying their wait people what they were claiming and their tips and their wages. And that's what they're getting paid on the PPP end of the loan that would be turned into a grant. So their tips were in consideration when they're getting their money from PPP.
All right. I think there's also some concern that the people who have just been furloughed are making more money than the people who are going back to work. And that was one of the other concerns that is out there. But that's for another day. Sam, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Sam Toya, you can see him on television every single night looking angrily into the camera and going, hey, listen to me. Listen to me. Thank you, Sam. You're doing an excellent job.
I took lessons from you. That's how I know how to do it.
Thank you, man. You've been great.